Also found at Lake Turkana by Cameo was KNM-ER1808, a female 1.7 million years old, which gave scientists their first clue that Homo erectus was more interesting and complex than previously thought. The woman's bones were deformed and covered in coarse growths, the result of an agonizing condition called hypervitaminosis A, which can come only from eating the liver of a carnivore. This told us, first of all, that Homo erectus was eating meat. Even more surprising was that the amount of growth showed that she had lived weeks or even months with the disease. Someone had looked after her. It was the first sign of tenderness in hominid evolution. It was also discovered that Homo erectus skulls contained, or in the view of some possibly contained, a Broca's area, a region of the frontal lobe of the brain associated with speech. Chimps don't have such a feature. Alan Walker thinks the spinal canal didn't have the size and complexity to enable speech, that they probably would have communicated about as well as modern chimps. Others, notably Richard Leakey, are convinced they could speak. For a time, it appears, Homo erectus was the only hominid species on Earth. It was hugely adventurous and spread across the globe with what seems to have been breathtaking rapidity. The fossil evidence, if taken literally, suggests that some members of the species reached Java at about the same time as, or even slightly before, they left Africa. This has led some hopeful scientists to suggest that perhaps modern people arose not in Africa after all, but in Asia, which would be remarkable, not to say miraculous, as no possible precursor species have ever been found anywhere outside Africa. The Asian hominids would have had to appear, as it were, spontaneously. And anyway, an Asian beginning would merely reverse the problem of their spread. You would still have to explain how the Java people then got to Africa so quickly. There are several more plausible, alternative explanations for how Homo erectus managed to turn up in Asia so soon after its first appearance in Africa. First, a lot of plus or minusing goes into the dating of early human remains. If the actual age of the African bones is at the higher end of the range of estimates, or the Javan ones at the lower end, or both, then there is plenty of time for African erects to find their way to Asia. It is also entirely possible that older erectus bones await discovery in Africa. In addition, the Javan dates could be wrong altogether. Now for the doubts. Some authorities don't believe that the Turkana finds are Homo erectus at all. The snag, ironically, was that although the Turkana skeletons were admirably extensive, all other erectus fossils are inconclusively fragmentary. As Tattersall and Jeffrey Schwartz note in Extinct Humans, most of the Turkana skeleton couldn't be compared with anything else closely related to it because the comparable parts weren't known. The Turkana skeletons, they say, look nothing like any Asian Homo erectus and would never have been considered the same species except that they were contemporaries. Some authorities insist on calling the Turkana specimens, and any others from the same period, Homo ergaster. Tattersall and Schwartz don't believe that goes nearly far enough. They believe it was ergaster, or a reasonably close relative, that spread to Asia from Africa, evolving into Homo erectus, and then died out.